צריך להתקיע להם פרק בית משנו ובאו בארבע דברים רב גמליאל מטעמי וחכם הם מטעם. The following four objects is the מחוקת רב גמליאל לחכם. רב גמליאל says that מקם ותומה. While the חכם says that Torah is not מקם ותומה. כיסוי תני שמעצה שבאלי בטר. The metal cover of a basket that is used by Bali Bata, regular people. This metal cover had a receptacle. You could put things in it. According to Rav Gamliel's Makabel Tumah, since it had a receptacle. While Chachamim disagree, they say, since it's used to cover the basket, it's not used to hold things in it. It's considered like a flat metal kli, and since it doesn't have an identifying name, it's not Makabel Tumah. Utali ha-magredos. These are nails that are put into the wall of the bathhouse to hang magredos on them. Magredos are back scratchers. And this nail, according to Rav Gamliel's Makabel Tumah, even though it's attached to the wall, since sometimes it's moved from one place to another in the wall, it's not considered part of the wall and it's Makabel Tumah. While the Chachamim disagree, they say it's considered part of the wall and it's not Makabel Tumah. Ugame clay matris, unfinished metal kelim. They're ready to be used, but they're not totally finished. For example, it's missing a handle or a lip to the clay, or it has to be smoothed down. According to Rav Gamliel, since it's ready to be used, it's Makabel Tumah. The Chachamim disagree, the Chamahal, they're not considered a kli until they're totally finished. And an earthenware tray with a rim around it that's split into two equal pieces. This tray before it split was considered a kli and was Makabel Tumah. But now that it's split, there's a machlokes Rav Gamliel and Chacham Rav Gamliel. Since it's split into two equal pieces, those pieces are still considered a kli and they're Makabel Tumah, while the Chacham Rav that the two pieces are tar, since it's split, it's no longer considered a kli and it's not Makabel Tumah. Umodim Chacham Rav Gamliel betabla shenachaka lishnayim. Echad gadol v'echad katan, shad gadol tamei v'akatan tar. The Chacham would agree with Rav Gamliel on such a case that the earthenware tray, when it split into two pieces, it did not split into two equal pieces. One piece was bigger than the other. In such a case, the bigger piece would be Makabel Tumah. It would still be considered a kli, since it has rove of the kli. While the smaller piece of tar is not Makabel Tumah, Rav Gamliel also would agree in this case that only the bigger piece is Makabel Tumah, not the smaller piece, as only when it's split into two equal pieces did Rav Gamliel hold that both pieces are Makabel Tumah. But in this case, since one piece is bigger than the other, only the bigger piece would be Makabel Tumah. And in this case, there is no machlokes between Chachamim and Rav Gamliel. Sechus Kelim Peretz Beis Mishnah Zayin Dinah Shenitzel B'Tkinah L'Tzol B'Tzav B'Ktana Tamid. A dinah which is a coin that had become puzzled. The government instituted a new currency, and the old currency is no longer valid. Or it got rubbed down and no longer weighs the amount of a dinar. So instead of using it as a coin, he drilled a hole in it to put it on a chain, to put it around the neck of his daughter. It is now Makabel Tumah, since it is now a takshin ornament. As when it was used as a coin, it wasn't Makabel Tumah. Its coins are not kalim, so therefore they're not Makabel Tumah. But now that it's a takshin, it's Makabel Tumah. The same seller should nitzel of it, kino li yoshoko ba tamea. The same would be true by a seller that became puzzled. A seller is worth four dinar. And now that it's possible, so it's no longer valid to be used as a currency, so he uses it as a weight. He weighs gold and silver connected it. In such a case, it's Makabel Tumah, since now it is a kli. I comment the possible behavior of the lekaima. I just made dinner. Pachas mikah and yikuts. A seller that has been rubbed down and no longer weighs the amount of a seller. It is no longer worth a seller. How much does it have to be rubbed down so that the chachamim will allow him to hold on to it? As when the seller gets rubbed down, we have to be afraid that maybe he or somebody else will try to pass it along as if it's worth a seller, when it's really worth less than a seller. So therefore, the chachamim will require him to get rid of the coin, not to hold on to it, lest it falls into the wrong hands. But if it gets rubbed down to two dinarim, it is now worth only two dinarim as opposed to a seller, two dinarim are half of a seller, then the chachamim will allow him to hold on to it, as he can't fool anybody by trying to pass it off as if it was a seller. And since it weighs much less than a seller, everybody will realize that it's not worth a seller. So therefore, he can't fool anybody with it. And if he tries to pass it along as if it was a shekel of half a seller, that's fine. And that's exactly how much it's worth, half a seller. So therefore, he can hold on to it since he can't fool anybody with it. But if it was rubbed down less than the amount of two dinar, that it's no longer worth even two dinar, then he cannot hold on to it, since he might pass it on as if it was a shekel, half a seller, and people will be fooled to think that it's a shekel. And really, it's not worth a shekel. It's rubbed down more than that. So therefore, he has to get rid of it. And so, too, if it wasn't rubbed down that much, and it was worth more than two dinar, it was worth in between two dinar, and a seller, in such a case, he can't hold on to it, he has to get rid of it, as maybe he or somebody else will try to pass it along as if it was worth a seller. And since it wasn't rubbed down that much, he might fool somebody into thinking it was worth a seller. So therefore, in such a case, he would have to chop it up and get rid of it. But in such a case, it was rubbed down exactly to half of its worth. It was rubbed down until the value of 2 dinarim. Then he can hold on to it, as nobody will be fooled by it.